Today's daf is daf Yud Beis in Tmura. We're on daf Yud Beis. We learn today's daf Padach Zeicha Nishmas Yachna Bas Avigdor. Shama should have an aliyah. Okay. So now the Mishnah is going to bring a bunch of dinim that are not really shayach to the nyanim of Tmura, but they brought Derech Agav because they're similar to the last din of the Mishnah, which is a Tmura din. Okay. So again, Midoraisa, so that little background. Midoraisa, something that's usher, that gets mixed up with Rov Heter, right? It's Batal, and therefore there's no Isser. But the Chacham made a Xer in certain places that Bittul Barov is not sufficient. And one of those things where Bittul Barov is not sufficient is Truma. Right? So a piece of Truma is not Nisbatel Barov of Chulin. Rather, it's only Nisbatel if you have a ratio of 1 to 100. It's 100 pieces of Chulin against the 1 piece of Truma. So for example, if a Sa of Truma falls into 100 Sa'in of Chulin, then it's Bittul and becomes Chulin, and now it's Mutul Azar to eat it, and it's Mutul to eat it with Truma. Right? And now the mixture, the usher mixture, is called meduma. Come on, right? It's all mixed up. So Mishnah says, "Ein hameduma midameya ella lefi cheshbon." The meduma does not create dmai only in accordance with its ratio, with its calculation. So Rashi doesn't explain it over here, but Rashi explains in the Gemara. Basically, the idea is here: is let's say you have an example of a certain amount of truma falls into a certain amount of chulin, and it's not batal. Now, a piece from that mixture falls into another piece of chulin. So we don't say in the second mixture that you need 100 kineged the piece that fell in. Rather, you see what the ratio of truma to chulin was in the first mixture. Let's say it was 1 to 70. And then if that piece falls in, so that means that piece now has 70 parts chulin. So all I'm going to need more in the second mixture, all I'm going to need is an additional 30 pieces of chulin. Meaning that the demai does not commit the demai only in accordance with the cheshbon. Well, that's a big. We don't say chatzis nach nevela, which is the shiloh that the Tosfos and Ksubos on the Kuf, remember, asked that, goes through. How can we say don't say chanan? They say, oh, maybe chanan's only with last lach. Maybe there's a whole to do with it. They say something is a raya. There's a raya to the shita of Rebbeinu Ephraim. That Kanan is only by Basu Makalov, because you don't have it, you don't say it over here. They're abundant in all of the cases, and they're abundant to decide where they make Kanan. That's Tosa's question, I think, in Chulun on Daf Kuf, right? Kuf Amaz. He brings it down back here, well, I don't remember. He says, Hikshu Atosos, Madua Omen, Bechol Taros, Mavorim, Mishukhsenu, right? You do the Cheshbon, why do you say Chatichanas in the Velam? Tosos in Chulun, Daf Kuf, Diver Maskov, Vishakadam. Okay. That's number one. Number two. Another halacha that we have is that something that is mechamet, right? That is a leavening agent, right? It's not batel. If something causes something else to rise, it's not batel. So, for example, if you have seor, right, yeast of truma, that falls into a dough of chulin, and now it's mechamet, right? It causes it to rise. Now, even if the seor is less than 1 to 100, right? Even the truma is less than 1 to 100. But since it's the rising agent, it's the catalyst, so therefore it's not batal. It's not batal. So we have the same din over here. The whole thing is answer. But now we say, v'ein ha-michumat mechameit ela lefi cheshbon. Let's say, again, so I had a piece of dough that the truma falls on it and causes chibos. Now, from this, so it's not batal. So now this piece now falls in, this piece now falls into another bunch of chulin. We don't say that the first piece is considered entirely truma, and therefore you would need 100 in the chulin to be mavatel this piece of truma. Rather, we say the amount of truma in this first piece is just a ratio of the leavening agent to what, yes, it's asumit and truma, but it doesn't have the full identity of truma. So therefore, when it falls into another mixture, you have to take into consideration how much chulin was originally, and therefore, and use that. So if again it was 1 to 30, now we only need 70 pieces of truma, of chulin, to be mavatel it. Okay, next, Mishnah says, again, the idea by a mikvah, right? A mikvah is only kosher if you don't have mayim she'uvim. You can't have mayim, water that was put into a kli. But if the water was put into a kli, and then you took from that kli and you poured it into the mikvah, it's possible. So the Mishnah says, ve'ein ha-mayim she'uvim poslim es ha-mikvah el lefi cheshbon. Drawn water only passes the mikvah in accordance with the calculation. Gemara will explain what that is. Gemara doesn't have two. Gemara will say one thing, reject it. Then there's something else. Okay. Now, halacha is the person's tummy tumas mace, right? His tummy for 7 days, and you pour a sprinkle upon him on the third day, and the seventh day, the mei chatas. Now that is water that you put in it the ashes of the paraduma, and via this sprinkling, that's part of the tahara process. Mishnah says the ein mechatas nasin mechatas. Mechatas does not become mechatas. Ela im matan efer. Only if it becomes mechatas at the moment that you put the efer haparaduma in the kli, in the cup, not after that. Therefore, if you put the efer into the kli first, it automatically becomes the efer paraduma, and then if you put the water on top of that, it's no good because it has to be a mixture. So what you have to do is you have to have the ashes in the kli first, and then you can put the water in. It's not a calculation, but that's another halakha. There's also now a next din. See how it be. What?
No, the water first.
Right, the water first, and then the water has to be first, and then the ashes. If the ashes are in first, then it automatically gets its calculation. You put the water in, it doesn't accomplish anything. The water has to be in first. And then you can put the ashes inside.
You put the ashes first, what happens?
It doesn't work. No, it doesn't work. And Rashi says, "B'shas shenosin es ha'efer nasin mechatas." It automatically becomes mechatas. Hilchach va'inosh yumayin tchila b'kli. If you have the water in there first, v'achachach efer. Aval nasin efer tchila, v'achachach mayim pasol. V'achachach mayim is pasol. In matan efer, by putting the ashes in, lasos mechatas lo habishim mayim, v'su alav v'mechatas. The process is finished. I don't know how that works, London's wise. The process is finished the moment you put the ashes in. So I put the ashes in and there's no water, I don't have mechatas. But the process with those ashes are done. I don't know how that works, but that seems to be the that one. Okay, the Chayim also made a tumor on a field, right? You have a field that was we know that there was a kever, and then they plowed the field. So there's a gzeira that maybe the machresha, maybe the plow, dug up the bones and put it to something else. So we say this field is usher, right, for the base of pras, and 100 amas anywhere around that field, 100 amas, we say is usher because maybe a bone was dragged over there. So the ain base of pras, ose base of pras. But we say one base of pras cannot create another base of pras. I guess we're not choshish that you plowed up one field and another field together. You're not choshish that the bone from one field went all the way over to the other field. Ain base of pras, ose base of pras. Next, that field didn't have a kever. This field had a kever, and it got plowed. The ain truma la'acha truma. You're not mafrish one truma after truma. Meaning, if I really was mafrish truma on some fruit, and now I want to take again, well, the second one doesn't have the kedusha of truma. So once it's done, it's done. Now this is probably the reason why this mission is brought here. The ain tamura osa tamura. You can't one tamura cannot make another tamura. Meaning. If I'm maimer from animal A to animal B, I can't be maimer from animal B to animal C. It's only who to muscle Yakodosh. Below Havlad, not the offspring of Kachim Osa Truma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Havlad Osa Truma. He says the Vlad can't make a Truma. Amrulo, Sachem said to Rabbi Yehuda, Hektish Osa Truma. No, only Hektish can make Truma, named Vlad, but not an offspring of Hektish Osa Truma. Tamura. Hektish Osa Tamura, Ain Vlad Osa Tamura. Okay, so Chachamim said ain't lo havlad osa tamura. Rabbi Yehuda says havlad osa tamura. Chachamim on the Tanakama, they say you're wrong. Only hektish makes tamura, but the vlad does not make tamura. The three statements A and C are the same shita. B is Rabbi Yehuda.
A and C
is the same. Yeah. All right. So the Gemara asks, right? Our Mishnah says ain't a maduma dama el kfiya chesbon. Right, you only do the calculation based on what's inside the mixture. It doesn't take on; it does not become a whole piece of truma. So man tana, who's the author of this? Which sounds the author of this Mishnah? Amar Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Lo Rabbi Lezer. Who is this tana? It's not this tana. It's not right. It's not Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning, it's not Rabbi Eliezer. Therefore, it is the Chachamim Margar Rabbi Eliezer. So just say it's a Chachamim. All right. So Matana, it's not Rabbi Eliezer. It's not because we have a Mishnah in Rasechus Trumos that says Se'ah Shel Truma. We have a piece of Truma Shenafal Lefachos Mimei Achulin. It fell into less than 100 Achulin. So therefore, there's no Bitto. V'Nidmeu, and they became Aser Midmai. V'Nafal Min Hameduma, and a piece from this mixture falls in lamakum acher to something else. Rabbi Lezer Omer midame ketruma vaday. He says that it's midame ketruma vaday. Basically, Rabbi Lezer holds right shani Omer because he says Sa'asha Napla Isha also. That the piece of truma that fell into the first mixture, that is the same piece of truma that fell into the second mixture. That's what you can say, and I think you can also say, like you said before, the whole truma, the whole mixture becomes aser. But what the Chachamim say, no, Eina medamas el fi cheshbon sheva, you only calculate what based on the amount of truma that's actually in the mixture. So if the first mixture had a ratio of 1 to 70, right, so then and then a piece falls in, so there has 70 pieces of chulin. All I need is another 30 pieces of chulin in the second mixture to mivatel this piece. Clear as day that it's not Rabbi Ezra. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. The Ein, right, Rashi here gives Mr. Rashi, Elofi Cheshbon Sheva, he explains it. He says, Lefi Masha Yesh Shuma Bisa'azo Shel Dimua Be'inan Me'a Se'orim Mina Chulin. What is in this mixture, in this original Dimai, that's what I need in the second chulin. About Me'a Se'orim Lo Be'inan. But I don't need another 100 in the second mixture. Keep going, for example. One piece of truma fell into 24 pieces of chulin. Each seah in that first mixture is 1/24th truma. That's a log. That's why he's using this calculation. Log truma bechol seah v'seah. If this one piece from this fell into tochulin acherim im yisham shivim v'shivim lugim acherim, if it has 77 lug shalchulin mitstarp from minesrim v'arba, that combines with the other 24, right? V'muvatlin es alug shuma, that's going to be muvatlin. Same thing that we said. Okay.
Not
77, not 76. No, it's 1 to 100. You have to have 101 pieces.
101.
You have 101 pieces, 100 of this and 1 of that. It's 101 pieces total. Okay, right? We said again the rising agent that rose because of a piece of truma, right? It does not create the next piece that falls in. It doesn't need 1 to 100. You get calculate the amount, only the amount of truma that's in this mixture. And our Mishnah also the low ki Rabbi Lezer. This Mishnah is also not. This part of the Mishnah is also like Rabbi Lezer. It's not. It's Mishnah Maseches Orla. Seor Shelchulin. Usor shel truma shenaflu l'socha isa. So I have some leavening agents of chulin and some of truma. Together they fall into the dough. So this is actually spoken about in Maseches Pesachim. We can call Shah, they talk about this, right? Below bezek kidei lahachmitz. Individually, these pieces of rising, they cannot. What do they call it? Yeast. I don't know. What's it called? The leavening agent. What? How do you define it? What's the word?
Leavening agent.
Yeah. They individually cannot cause the dough to rise. Then it's darfu, but together the chimsu. Together they cause the dough to rise. Rabbi Lezer Omer achar achron aniba. I go according to the last one that fell in. The last one that fell in, that is the one that we view it. This would be Rashi a little bit over here, but it's not 100%. Okay, Rashi says, Achara Achron Iba, Rashi says, it's the second wide line, Shehu Gorim Es Achimus. That's what's causing it to rise. V'im Nopala Isser B'Sof, Asura, and if the Isser falls in last, then the mixture is Asur. Umas Nisin, and this Mishnah, Apo Gav De Lo Nopal Me Isser Rishona L'Socha Achrona, Ela Kedei Chimutz, V'Nimsa Sherov Achimutz Chulun Haya, here, even though the last piece of felon didn't have enough in it by itself, Zevazegorim is Usr. So the last one is what caused it. It put it together, and that creates the Isser. The Achar Aachron de Ka'amar, what he says, Achar Aachron de Ka'amar, doesn't mean I only go according to the last one. The E Nami Napala Usr Tchila, because if the Isser falls first, the Achar Hakakaheter, and then the Heter falls in, Imlo kadam the silik as the iser. If he didn't remove the iser, right? Elaheniach v'chimutza bein shneihem asura. Even if you left it in, it's still asur, right? The zevzegorim asur isli Rabbi Lazar v'perakam v'bchoros v'chem v'choduchta v'hachishen le'abai v'psachem perakol shah, right? Lo shano el shakadam the silik as the iser. Abba lo kadam the silik asur. If you don't take the whole did that Rabbi Lazar is going to say, the only time Rabbi Lazar will be mutter would be if the truma falls in, you take it out, and then the chulin is put in. If you leave it in, it's usher. Okay, let's stop there. So, b'chacham morim what bein shenafel isher lechatzila, bein shenafel isher basof la olam ein usher achi yivok kedei lahachmitz. Chachamim say, no. The only way that this mixture is going to be usher is if the truma yeast it had sufficient power to create to allow the dough to rise. That's what he says. So therefore,
they don't care for those who first last.
No, they don't care about. First of all, the Babylon don't hold Zeb Zagorim as usher. They only care if there is enough yeast to make it rise. In this case, there wasn't enough truma yeast to make it rise. It only rose because of the combination of the truma yeast and the chulin yeast. So the mixture is not truma. So the truma didn't have an individual effect. So now our mission that said that if an isa of chulin that became chametz by seor of truma and then fell into another isa, right, and was mechametzit, we say only has the you have to make the calculation, right? But it's not usher according to the Chachamim automatically. But according to Rabbi Lazar, even if the chimetz was done, now what would happen here is that truma and chulin would fall into another mixture and cause it to rise. According to Rabbi Lazar, zev zekor would be usher. The whole thing would be usher. Right? Our Mishnah says the whole thing is not usher. It's only usher based on the calculation. How much truma was there? How much truma is here? According to Rabbi Lazar, the whole thing should be usher right away. The only way you can make a calculation is according to Chachamim, who say Zev Zagorim is mutter, and therefore what's flowing in from the first mixture is one piece, is a pieces of truma and pieces of chulin together. Now you have to make the calculation. According to Rabbi Lazar, if a piece of truma with chulin falls in and begins to rise, Zev Zagorim is usher, and the whole mixture would be usher. Okay. Now we get to the most esoteric part of the Mishnah, which is the idea of the mikvah.
If you have a mixture and it's okay, does
that
get reactivated the next time?
Well, that's Chanan. That's Chatichanas. That was the whole thing. Here we're not saying Chatichanas Nachas Nevela. Normally, Bas Rechol, for sure, everyone agrees with Midoraisa, that if something comes to Asr, then Bas Rechol, then the entire piece is considered Asr, and if it falls into something else, you have to be Mevatel everything against that piece. In all other, so it's Chatichanas Nachas Nevela, the whole thing becomes Asr.
Same thing as the coat is okay.
And if it's bottle, it's bottle. Right. No, this idea of chozer v'nir, that means that gets into also the other case times where you have chozer v'nir, where you say that the it gets reawakened.
Right.
That happens in certain situations.
Right. Here we're saying it does get reawakened, almost
doesn't ever. No, here it doesn't turn into, it just keeps its individual identity in the ratio that
because
is that.
Because it wasn't bottle,
but it doesn't make the entire piece, when the piece of chumo falls into the chulin. We don't say that now the whole thing is, and it wasn't bottle. We don't say that every piece is now all considered truma. It's all truma because it's just no bittel. But if another piece from there falls onto something else, well, we take into consideration how much chulin was in that piece, and then we add that to the chulin that's in the second mixture, and therefore you can evacuate. If we said chatzicha nachas nevela, then we would say every single piece is 100% truma. And then if it would fall into another bunch of chulin, you would need 1 to 100. As opposed to here, we're saying you only need to add on the additional from what's missing from the first mixture. Ein amayim she'uvim posim as a mikvah, right? Elafi cheshva. So what does that mean? The first one to ask, who holds this? Man Tana. Who is the Tana? So Amr Chia Bar Abba, Amr Biyochanan, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. This is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, right? The halacha is again that mei geshamim is kosher for the mikvah, and not water that is drawn with a keli, right? You can't draw it with a keli and then put it into the mikvah. Now, so if you put mayim she'uvim, at least 3 lug of mayim she'uvim into a mikvah before the mikvah has the 40 sa'ah, right, then it's pasal. If you have the 40 sa'ah, then you can have hashaka and everything, you know, it becomes batel, which is how our mikvahs are basically made, the 2 levels, at the pool on top, which is megashamim, then you have the tzinor that goes into the mikvah itself, which is kashrut via hashaka, right? Now, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, there is a way that mayim she'uvim will not pasal the mikvah. Okay, this it says the snan, but it's the sanya, right? It fixes it's a brisa. It's after the sanya. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, mikvah sheyish bo esrim ve'achas sa'ah megeshamim. So I have a mikvah and I have 21 sa'ah of megeshamim. Meaning I have rove megeshamim. Rove. I only have 21, but that would be rove of 40. I have 21 sa'ah of megeshamim, right? How can I? And now I have no more megeshamim. So he says, mimalei b'kaseif. Sha'asre sa'a uposkan l'soch mikvah v'hein tahorin sha'ashi'iva mitaharis b'reviyah v'hamshacha. What you do is you fill up a kli on your shoulder with 19 sa'a of water, but you don't pour directly from the kli into the mikvah. That would be mayim she'uvim. Rather, what you do is you dig some sort of channel, right? You dig a channel, you pour the water into the channel, and now that water flows into the mikvah that has 21, so those might all complete it. Why? What's the halachic logic? Right, Baldei, the Gehen Torim, Shehashi'iva, right? She'iva, Mayim She'uvim, can become kosher, mitaheres, v'reviya, uvehamshacha. Mayim She'uvim can become kosher l'tfila if you have these two tonight. Number one, you have to have rove of the mikvah water to have been megashamim, which we have here, 21 saw, and you have to have hamshacha. It has to be poured and go down. So you have to have these two. Rashi says, mitaheres, v'reviya, v'hamshacha. First Rashi says, v'hein tohorim klor mekosher litvobo, the kosher mikvah, right? Mitaheres b'reviyah v'amshacha, kisherov meimei gishamim shenaflu me'atzim l'socho, right? That's condition number one. V'himtshich miyut shal she'iva l'tocho derech choritz mitaheres ha'she'iva. And then you, I don't want to say pull, v'amshacha, you have to draw the water via a channel into the mikvah. V'hainu, this is what it means, l'fi cheshbon d'masnisen. That's what our Mishnah is, l'fi cheshbon. D'ein ha-she'uvim posim es ha-mikva derech ha-mshacha, elim kem ha-yusam eshrim sa'in. In the calculation, this would not work if it's 20 saw. It does work if it's 19 saw. Because if I have 21, I have the robe, I have the first condition. Okay. Right, you have 20, according to this, you would have 21, we'll see the bigger sheet, according to Rashi. You have what? You have 21 megashamim, and then I take 19 mayim she'uvim, but I don't pour it directly into the mikvah. I pour it into a channel that I created, and then that channel goes in. Basically, I kashered the mayim she'uvim. I made mayim she'uvim into megashamim, I guess. Okay, sort of. Right, but if I only have 18 in the original mikvah, and I use 22 to pull in, even if I have 20 and 20, it's not sufficient. One condition is that it has to originally have rove may gishamim in this mikvah.
But I'm going to say we do 40, at least then we add.
Right.
Yeah, we do, Marv is still, it's not even a symbol, because we have a...
We do our shaka, we don't do it this way.
We start with 40.
Yeah. I believe that we do. But, Nichlal, seems over here, that what you're saying now is that, I don't know if you understand here, but it's, the Gemara is asking Rabbi Chiva Abba, from what you just said, that our Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, that's Michlal, you see from over there, that the Rabban Savri, the Reviv Amshachalo, that they argue, and they see Reviv Amshachalo is not going to be good. Rashi says, because the Mishnah says, Ein Posim Elefi Yecheshbon, that's Mashma, that the Tan of our Mishnah is coming to give a Kula. So anyone who's Cholik on them is Cholik on that Kula. So if you're Cholik on that Kula, then the Rabbanon, who are Cholik on Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, do not agree to this concept of Revi of Amshacha. But they said that can't be. Ella Hadachi Asar Ravin. Rava's statement is as follows: Amar Rabbi Yochanan Sheuva Shem Shicha Kula Tahora. He says that you can do the entire mikvah this way. I have zero. I have no megishamim. This statement of Ravin is: you dig that furrow. You take 40 saw of 9 shuvim, you pour it through the furrow, and let it fall through the channel into the mikvah. Well, who's that sheikh like? Well, it's not going to be like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, right? Lo Rabban, lo Elazar ben Yaakov. It's not like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, because he says need rove. And it's not Rabbanon, because according to what we just said, they argue Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, and they said you can't do this. So who's this like? So the Gemara says back, no, Ella, you're right. So here, B'hij Machlokas is showing him. Rashi says when they say Ella here, that means they're going back completely, and they're saying that the Rabbanon do not argue on Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. It's not our case of our Mishnah. So it's not our case of the Mishnah. Rabban's statement is the statement of the Chachamim, meaning the machlokus between the Chachamim and the Rabbanon is whether you need rove. You don't even need rove. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says you need rove in the mikvah to start, and the Chachamim say you don't. Meaning the machlokus is now completely switched around. In the Hava Mina, the machlokus was Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says you need rove. Chachamim says you can't do it all. Now we're saying Rav Elazar ben Yaakov needs rove. Chachamim says you can do it even with there's nothing in the mikvah. That's basically Rashi's shot. Tosos goes berserk. Tosos asks four questions. This long Tosos. Tosos says, what's going on? How is it possible that the Gemara has a Havamina Maskana, Mikatzel Katzel, switching the Chacham Shita all the way around, from not being good at all, to not even needing anything in the mikvah to start with? Right, Tosos asks, he says, the fourth to last line, the Hikshar of Shmuel Milunil, the Ainzer Shitas Hashas, the Mikara, the Divar of Chibar Abba, Rabbul Leas, the Kul, everybody in the Kunra, we don't find that they switch completely around like that. It could be cut to a cutter. It could completely change in Shita. But how could the Amoraim interpret the Tanaim in completely opposite manners? Oh, boy, that's such a good question. Then he asks some other questions. It's a whole bunch of other questions. In the end, he has four questions. And after the fourth question, he says, if you see, it says, V'sholach Rav Shmuel. It's about halfway, a little more than halfway in the short lines. It says, V'sholach Rav Shmuel, Shekivim Rebosav, that She'iva Shehim Shicha Kula Tahora, Hanuk Shehov Mikvah Chakach Megisham Memsa. In other words, the only way this works is if you do She'iva, and then you have another 40 Megisham come afterwards. That's how it works, and that would answer all his questions. But it's not completely opposite the Shitas now. In order for this work, you have to dig the hole. You have to get the Mayim shoot. You can kasha the Mayim. It won't possible if afterwards 40 Megishonim come in. I don't have 40 Megishonim right now. I'm going to have 40 Megishonim tomorrow. I don't want to wait. I guess I draw the mikvah, fill the mikvah with Mayim Shuvin in this kasha process. I have a full mikvah, and then I take 40 of Mayim Shuvin and I can pour it in. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. I don't know. So he says Venira. He says in the second wide line at the bottom, he says Nivnira Lepia MS the Ain Lasos Mikvah Kulu Shav Aideam Shafa. You can't do it. Don't do it this way. To do the mikvah, right? That feel appears Rashi, even according to Rashi, who says that you don't need the extra 40 Megisham to come in. He still doesn't pass in this way because it's a machlokes in Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov the Mishnah Sokav the Naki. Aval Aide Revia Bam Shafa Kasher Lekuliyama in Cheim Yesh Bemikvah. Says that if you have the 21, then to the 19 you can kasher it. So I don't know if we do Bezvanas there, but according to Tosos it's saying we pass like Elazar ben Yaakov. So if you have 21 of Megishamim, and then you add the 19 of Mayim Shuvim via this process, that will still be a kasher mikvah. But Rashi who holds that Chama City can do the whole thing with this Mayim Shuvim, we don't pass in that way because we pass like Elazar ben Yaakov. The lambda sum has to be is that it sort of kashers the shuvim. This process there's a way to kasher the mayim shuvim based on. I mean, there's a whole chakira of what the psul of mayim shuvim is. There's a psul of mayim shuvim that it's as if the water isn't there at all, or that the water is there just pusul. So from here you see that the water is there just pusul, and you can kasher. You're kashering the water.
You can kasher with the 19, you can kasher the 40.
Why do you need 21? Because you need rov. That's what one.
But we're saying
we convert it
to like a.
According to Elazar ben Yaakov, it could only be converted. Part of the conditions of the conversion is that it has to be falling into a mikvah that already has rov of Megisham. If it doesn't have a rov, that there are two conditions. When a person converts to Judaism, there are three conditions. When you convert in Mayim Shuvim, there are two conditions. Okay, but that's not the Pshat of the Mishnah. So what's the Pshat in the Mishnah? So Ella Omer Rabba. Rabba says as follows. What does it mean, Lefi Cheshbon? It's Lefi Cheshbon Kalim. And Yossi Ben Choni. It's the Kshita of Yossi Ben Choni. This Sanya. Following Mishnah. Again, you have to have, if three Lugan of Mayim Shuvim fall in to before the 40 saw in the mikvah without this way, then it is Pasal. So, this Sanya. Shloshes Lugan Mayim Shuvim Shenachu Lamayim. Right, falls into the mikvah right before it was filled up with 40 saw. Right, so three lugan of mayim shuvim falls into 37 lugan of megishamim. Right, v'shnayim v'shlosha kelim. Right, if it falls in, meaning each keli, if it's poured in separate kelim, b'afilu b'arba b'chamisha kelim, posim is mikvah. Doesn't matter how many kelim had the mayim shuvim, it passes the mikvah. But Yosef and Choni Omer. B'shnayim u'shlosha kelim posel as a mikvah, v'arba v'chamisha ein posel as a mikvah. He says only if it falls into two or three kelim, meaning only if there is one lug contained in each kli. If I have four or five kelim, there's no way of it being three lugim, because only of one lug in each kli, because only three lugim fell in. Three doesn't, it's not divisible, it comes into less than one. So that's l'fi cheshbon shavo, based on the cheshbon of the kelim. Again, that if I have a mikvah that doesn't have 40 saw left, and then three lugan of Mayim Shuvim are poured in, according to Yosef and Choni, they would only passel if the three lugan come from three kelim, meaning they come from, there's one lug in each kli. But if you have a situation where it's less than a lug in any of the kelim, that doesn't count, that's not considered Mayim Shuvim, whatever the lovelessness reason is, it's only considered Mayim Shuvim, it's only considered chashuv if each kli contains a lug. If each kli does not contain a log, that's not considered chashuv enough water. That's not constituted as mayim shuvim. I don't know what that does that count. Does that not consider megi shaman? Or that considered nothing and you still need another, let's say 0.75, right? You have 0.75 and each kli falls in. So now I finished, I have 40 lugan in this mikvah. So those 40 sa in this mikvah. So I have 40 sa in this mikvah with the 0.75 combined of all the, you know, that equaled 3 lugan that fell in. So does that mean now I have a kosher mikvah? Or I still have to get more my megi shaman to finish it off? I mean, is that water considered that it's there in kosher? Not there. What?
Yeah, 10 little,
it's not considered chashuv. It doesn't count. Same thing. It's not considered chashuv. Small little things that you don't see is not considered chashuv. The Torah doesn't calculate that as being something that has an identity. Okay. The ein mechatas nase mechatas, right? We said that it doesn't become mechatas unless the water is there first. If the ashes, then the water, it's not mechatas. It has to be water, then you put the ashes in the kli and mix it up. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochlan Delo Kirb Shimon. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. The Sanya of the following price, so this is talking about Mesota, right? Hiktim Afar, right? The Mesota also you have to mix together with the dirt, right? If the dirt, it's not ashes, we mix together with dirt. So if you put the dirt of the karka of the take the dirt from the karka of the azara, right? You take the dirt and you put that into the kli, right? Hiktim Afar Lamayim. You put the dirt first and then the mayim. It's pasul. We say it's pasul. But Rav Shimon Machshir, Rav Shimon says, no, it doesn't make a difference. If you put the dirt in before the water, it's still kosher for Mei Sota. So my time in Rav Shimon. What's the reason for Rav Shimon? Shimon says as follows. Dichsiv, by the Mei Chatas, it says as follows. It says, V'lachu latamei, mei afar sreifas achatas, v'nasan alav mayim chayim. Right? You take the afar. That's the whole point. They take the afar. V'sayin Rav Shimon Omar, v'chi afarhu. Is it afar? Is it dust now? It's dirt? Hello, Ephrahu. It's ashes. It was burnt already. So it turns into ashes. Hello, Ephrahu. So why is the Torah using the lashon afar when it should be afar? So he says, Shina hakasami mashma'o. The Torah changed what should be written there, right? It should be afar, but it says, it should be afar, but it says afar. L'adun he'men egzei reshava. To learn egzei reshava, to mei sota. Nemar Khan, it says here by the Mechatas Afar, the Nemar Lahawan, it says also by the Mesota, it says Afar. So Malahawan, just like by the Mesota, it says clear as day that he's supposed to put the water and then the Afar, right? Malahawan, Afar Agabi Mayim, Afkan, the Chatchila, the Afar should be on top of the water. That seems to be like common. But then he comes and explains, Umakan, but so too over here by the Mechatas, Hiktim Afar Lamayim. If you put the ashes into the water, the ashes first and then the water, it's kosher. Afkan, so too by this Mesota, if you put the dirt first, if Hiktim Afar Lamayim, you put the dirt first, it'll also be kosher. So now we have to ask, wait a second, how come we know one? How do you know here by the Mechatas that it's okay be the Eved if you put the ashes into the cup first? So he says Treik Soksiv because they're two psukim, right? And they seem to be so to each other. First, the pasuk says it's really I think in it says V'nasan Alav, right? It says V'nasan Alav Mayim Chayim Okeli, right? V'nasan Alav Mayim Chayim. Nasan Alav means that you put the Afer first. Nasan Alav, you put on the Afer the Mayim, which is mashma that the Afer is there first. That's an alav mayim, right? V'hadar k'siv mayim chayim el keli, right? Which is mashma that the water goes into the kli and not the ether. So which one is it? Haketzad. So he says rotsa up alamata, rotsa up alamala. Doesn't make a difference. Whichever one goes first doesn't make a difference. Like v'tana didon, v'tana didon my time. And why does our Mishnah hold that if you put that putting the water first is ma'akev? You can't have the ashes first. You have to have the water first. Why does it not hold this drush of the pasuk of those pasuk? So amalach. Safe for the kro dafka, the safe for the pasuk is dafka. Nasan alav mayim chayim el keli, that the mayim has to be first, right? Safe for the kro dafka, v'nasan alav la arba. When it says v'nasan alav, which means you seem to be putting the water on top of it, that means you still have to mix it together. That's not dafka, that means you have to mix it. So the Gemara says, my chaz is the much safe for kro dafka. Why do you say that the safe is dafka and the ratio is not dafka? So he says, dilma ratio dafka. So he says, no, lo mat is amar, you can't say that, because ma matzino b'chol makom. You see everywhere else. Everywhere else is by Sota. You see by Sota, Machshir Lumala, Afkan Machshir Lumala. By sota you see the pasuk clearly says that it's masher when the ashes or the dirt is put on top of the water. So to here, it's only kosher when the ashes and dirt are put on top of the water. But because we see that clear by the sota, so that has to be over here. So if the pasuk is interpreted against that, that has to be lav dafka. Brushes. Okay. The Mishnah said, "Ain base of process."
It's easy to mix if you have the ashes first, right?
Oh, what? I know, when you make your nest of chocolate, you put the quick in first, or you put the milk in first. Let's make it.
Yeah, the milk goes first.
Right? That's what we're saying here. The water goes first.
Shabbos with the coffee crystal, you have to add the.
Well, there are different reasons for that.
I know that. I'm saying it's easy to mix if you have.
Yeah, I don't know the consistency
how do you
of.
How do you read the Pashup Shat in front of the Upper? It's Afer. How do you read what Pashup Shat?
I don't know Pashup Shat. I was reading the Gemara. Says. I don't know.
No, true,
look at the Rashbam. I don't know.
No,
what? You have to look. You have to look what it means. So Upper Afer, this means the dirt.
It's Afer. I mean, it's ashes. It's definitely not dirt.
It's written for Russia. The ape. So look at the Mefarshe HaKomish to see that. Maybe the Chesfuni says something. Okay. The Ein Beis HaPras, also Beis HaPras. So Masnisin, again, the low Ki Rabbi Lazar. Our Mishnah is not like the Sheet of Rabbi Lazar. The Snan. With the following Mishnah in Masechus Olos. We've all got there. It's Perig Yud Zayin in Olos. That's like the one that's last on the Mishnayah chart. Well, second to last after Kalim. But Rabbi Lazar Omer. Rabbi Lazar says, Beis HaPras, Osa Beis HaPras. Clearly our Mishnah is not, like Rabbi Yezer. But he says a Beis HaPras does create a Beis HaPras. Meaning, if you have a field that has a kever, and you plow the whole field and the kever, so that whole field is Tameh, the 100 amas square is around where the kever was, right? That's a din Beis HaPras. Now, after you were Choresh this field, and it became a Beis HaPras, you now were Choresh this field, together with the fields next to it on all four sides. So now all these four, 100 amas around in all four fields become Beis HaPras, because that is considered Beis HaPras, Osa Beis HaPras. But the Chachamim say, no, Ein Beis HaPras, Osa Beis HaPras. Now, the Gemara is going to try to explain the Sheet of Chachamim, and I didn't understand this, I had a look, I didn't get this. Basically, he says here that there are two types of Beis HaPras. There's a Beis HaPras where you have a field where you knew there was a kever and it was plowed up, and there's a Machlokas Rilez Chachamim, right, we just said. And the second type of Beis HaPras is a field that has a kever, but you lost. You don't know where the kever is anymore. It wasn't plowed. Just sort of don't know where the kever is. So the Gemara asks, Ul Rabbanan, right? According to Rabbanan, will hold that by the plowing type of Beis HaPras, one Beis HaPras cannot make another Beis HaPras. What's the din by a field that you have that a kever was lost in there? Ad Kama. Right, how far around does it make the surrounding fields to be considered a Beis HaPras? Because this is Beis HaPras type 2. Beis HaPras type 2 is that nothing got dug up, it's lost. I think he says, right? Ad kama. So, ki asa rav dimi, amar reish lakish, amar shimrim bar ava, shalos sados ushte ma'anos. Two fields, right? Three fields, right? And shtei ma'anos. Mana is like the area of the plow, the amount of plow. The Rashi says as follows. It says osa sada shahaya boha kever. This type of field that had a kever, the sada lekan lekan, and it has other fields on all four sides. Right? Im derech b'nei habikul lachros sedoseya mizrach umarav. If the way the people is to plow their fields east to west. So osa beis hapras osu sada shem mizrach osu shem marav. East to west, right to left. If you do it this way, right to left, then the beis hapras because created the field on the east and the field on the west. Im safa v'darim choreshim osa beis hapras osu safa v'osu sodarim shesham gilgula hamachresha es efer beis hapras. Because there the plow brought the upper of the beis hapras v'atzamos. Abalola arba ruchos. Right, united all four directions. Shein derech lachros shasiv erev. You don't plow like a loom up and down. But also shnei sados gufayu lo have kula beis hapras. And in those sados, the entire field is not considered beis hapras. Ela shiur shtei ma'anos mano lezo v'mano lezo. Only two manos on either side. That's where the either side. But I guess on this side on that side. That's where the tractor. Right. That's where the tractor would go. Aval osu sados shakever bo. But the field that the kever is in, Tameya Kula, The lo yadinan be'ezem makom imena hayo kev. We don't know where the grave is. Or mishum haki ose milo mana lechot sad. You make a milo mana around everything. The shemel echem ishnei roshel hayo kever. Misham halak lo osu sada chavroso milo mana. The zeu shir harisha kever. The kach shir chachamim. I think on the base of prostates, and the one with the field where it is, on all four sides you have the mana, and then on the other two you have a mana on either side. Okay, right? Because it's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Hachorish is a kever, osa base of prostates, milo mana meya amma. I don't know what that means, meya amma, but it makes a milo mana, which is 100 amma. That's what a milo mana is. Not very clear about what that is. Okay, let's finish up to the Mishnah. Ein truma achar truma. You don't get, one truma does not create, once you took truma, you can't do truma again. Masnisin money. Who's our Mishnah like? And here it doesn't say the Mishnah is not like, it tells us who the Mishnah is like. Masnisin, it's Rabbi Kiva. It goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. Disnan, because we have a Mishnah, some say the Sanya, but the Mishnah says, Hashutopin Shatarmu. Ze afar ze, Rabbi Loza Omer, truma, shneim truma. Hey, you and I are partners in this field. I took truma, then you take truma. Well, when I took truma, we were already potter. But Kanakami here says, and Lezer says, no, both Trumas count. And therefore, both things that we took off have the Kedusha of Truma, that begin to call in, as Zari to Chayav Misa, the whole to do with Truma. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ain't Truma Shneim Truma. No, they're not. The second Truma is not considered Truma. Because once you took it, it was done. It's, once I took it off, it's not mixed up anymore. It's pure, it's taken Chulin, is what you basically did. But Chachamim have a third Shita, Chachamim Omerim, im Tarum Harishon Kishi'ur, ain't Truma Shashani Truma. The imlotarim kishir truma sasheni truma. If the first guy took off less than the mida beinus, right, then the second guy's truma is good. If the first guy took off the truma beinus, then the second guy's truma is no good. Because if the first guy took off less than the truma beinus, then the second guy's come and say, oh, you didn't do a good job. You have to give a nicer piece. So if he didn't agree to that truma, and therefore without his das, so therefore when he took second truma, that's the one considered truma. I don't know if the first one considered truma also or not. Right, Rashi says. Kishir achas b'chamishim the imlav he goin shetaron ba'ayin ra trumas hasheni truma. Does that mean lafuke the trumas harishon? All right, but according to Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't matter. Either way, this doesn't matter what the first guy took. If the first guy took a valid truma, I guess even if we took one piece, right? Chita achas b'teres zakri, the second guy's truma is not truma at all because he's taking from kulin. So that means our Mishnah who says ain truma achar truma is going like shitas Rabbi Kiva. The ein tmura osu tmura. One tmura cannot make another tmura. Meaning, I was namir from animal A to animal B. I can't be namir from animal B onto animal C. The amrakra, the pasuk says, right, tmura utmuraso. Vahaya hu utmuraso yekodesh. So tmuraso means below trumas trumaso. Only it, and not tmura tmuraso. The ein avlad osu tmura. The offspring cannot become tmura. The gemara says the amrakra. Vahaya hu. Hu below vlad. It can create tmura, but its vlad cannot make tmura. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Avlad Osa Tmura, the Vlad can make Tmura. The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Yihye, right, says Yihye Kodesh, and Yihye says Larabos as Avlad, and Lurabanan. So what do they do with the word Yihye? Lurabanan, Larabos Shogeg Kemezin. Yihye means that even if I did the Tmura B'Shogeg, it still follows just as if I did it B'Mezin. It doesn't make a difference. Right, Rashi says, we'll come on Perak Shani, Mepharish Lacha Savar, Lehemir Shafar, Lehemir Lava. I want to do this animal Tmura, but the animal in this Tmura, right, Zo, the Gabi Kachim, Lo Kodesh, and regular Kachim, that doesn't work. The Havi Hekesh Taos, but Gavik Tmura, we don't say Tmura Taos, and therefore that would be still considered Tmura. I don't know where the Rabbi Yehuda, then we'll learn out the idea of Shogeg. Usually you go back and forth. Tomorrow stops here. So where does Rabbi Yehuda learn it? Then the Shogeg doesn't say. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.